Merrick's business thrived in his new location here in Anacortes. He continued to service his clients in Seattle.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Okay, but I did speak to somebody, but I'm supposed to be going into the fraud thingy. Is that you guys? Is that you?
Okay, so we're a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors. I will have to get your account pulled up first to see exactly what it is that you have with.
Okay, what is it you want? Because I don't have an account, but go ahead. What is it that you want me to give you? My zip code?
Yes, sir. May I have your zip code?
92071.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Chris Imike, E-I-M-I-C-K-E. The address is 8858 Olive Lane, Santee, California. The zip code is 92071.
Okay, what was that first and last name?
Chris, C-H-R-I-S, Imike, E-I-M-I-C-K-E.
Okay, just... Will you verify that shipping address again?
8858 Olive Lane, Santee, California, 92071.
Okay, I do see here you have this meal plan with us, and your account have already been canceled.
I don't know what that means, but what I'm calling about was that why I'm calling is because I saw this charge of $59.89 on my credit card. And I have no idea what this was all about, but the other lady was explaining to me that this is for a meal plan, and there's no product. And I'm like, really? I'm not going to spend $60 and get nothing for nothing. But this is definitely not me. It's definitely not my wife, and she's sitting here, so... And if it was canceled, I don't even know why it's canceled.
And I am with the fraud department. I do see here you have these. Okay, so basically, you don't think no one in your household could have placed the order?
My wife was saying no. I know I know. And like I said before, And I'm sorry if I'm going to sound a little off or whatever, but be real. I am not going to spend $60 and get nothing. You're just getting a meal plan, but there's nothing being delivered to the house. We never got anything. And I see this charge on my credit card, and it was dated for April 7th. So I'm like, wow, I don't even know who these people are. And that's what prompted me to call you guys, because it's on my credit card as a visible something, visiblegold.com or whatever it was.
When was it supposed to happen?
Well, it was charged on the 7th.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Wow, that's last week. That's how you do more
with you. Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so I just okay. The email is HEINETRACY@yahoo.com.
The email is unknown, but my wife's name is Tracy, and obviously she has my last name, so definitely not her email.
Okay, and the phone number is 619-532-9984.
The phone number, no.
Okay, so I just want you to be aware, we do take credit card fraud very seriously. And we will
Go ahead.
Okay, so we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing that shipping and handling charge.
True. I didn't know. It definitely was nobody here in the house.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS post inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware, you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before you proceed with the investigation.
Oh, no, there's nobody here.
Okay, just hold one moment.
The sheriff's dispatcher sent a deputy to have a look. And sure enough, the deputy found Mark's car inside the apparently locked parking lot behind 15, except the lot wasn't exactly locked anymore. When the deputy looked closer to the chains, he discovered that one of the links had been cut.
Okay, so you do want to go through with the fraud investigation?
Yeah, especially, you got to be, how can I say this politely? You got to be really out of your mind to spend $60 on something and get nothing, just to go on an app. Now, I can see if there was a food plan or something coming into the house where, you know, you get these little shakes or whatever, but nothing here. Nothing. I got nothing. I would never spend $60 on that.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local. Okay, well, just hold one moment. Okay, so I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and I have confirmation for you to write a call.
All right, let me get that confirmation number. Let me just...
Okay, that would be C for Charlie.
It doesn't matter if it's capital or not.
No, sir. It's just a confirmation verifying that he has been canceled.
All right, C.
920.
920.
528.
856. 856. So I'm going to read it back to you. It's C920528856.
That's great.
And this was confirmed on whatever today's date is, the 20th, 2022, and about 3 to 5 days. So you figure middle of next week.
That's correct.
Or sooner. It depends on how fast the credit card puts it back.
Yes, sir.
Okay, ma'am. I appreciate your time and effort, and I didn't know it was going to be that quick. I thought I was going to be told, no, it's you, and blah, blah, blah. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.